Come now, don't be shy. You weren't so shy earlier, little Omega. Now that my twin is here, you don't want to do your job, huh? Huh, is that it? Come sit on your alpha's lap and keep my knot warm just like I taught you. It's just me, Sierra. You don't have to go around asserting your dominance around me. I know that's your Omega. I don't want to take them from you. It's not that, Luna. I know that their needy little hole gets sad when it's empty for too long. They get anxious when they're not being used. If they aren't resting on my knot, they're trying to shove their fingers inside themselves or find something to fuck themselves with. Well, you know how Omegas are. They can't help it. It's in their nature. It's why they need alphas. If it wasn't for us, they would go around fucking anyone that offered to fill them up. A good Omega knows that their only purpose is for their alpha's pleasure. It's something we've been working on. They were raised in one of those New Age households where Omegas are treated equally to betas and alphas. It got them all confused in the head. So when they got mated to me, a traditional alpha, they had to have a bit of a readjustment. Sitting on my knot and keeping it warm in front of company is just part of their training. Those new households really should be stopped. Don't they know they're hurting their Omegas? It's in their nature to be submissive. It is biologically proven that Omegas need an alpha to take care of them, especially during heats. They're so far gone during them that it can get dangerous. I know. I agree with you completely. It's part of why I joke with my little O that I rescued them. You should have seen what the little slut was using to get themselves through heat before I got to them. They were using just the internet and a toy that had an inflatable knot. No cum? None at all. Oh, you poor thing. You are so lucky that my sister decided to mate with you. Heats must be so much better now that you're getting a proper amount of alpha cum inside you. Yes, my pretty Omega has taken so well to being my personal cum dump. And I would prefer you not ask them any questions or talk to them directly. When they are keeping my knot warm, they are to be quiet and still. A proper whore is seen and not heard. Of course. My mistake. I wouldn't want to get in the way of your training. I would throw a fit if someone interfered when I was training my Omega. How is she, by the way? I know you two were trying. And succeeded! That's so great. Congratulations. I'm waiting a little bit before I breathe this one up. They need to get used to being used in the traditional sense, in a traditional household, before I put a little one in their belly. It's just another thing I'm denying them until I see fit. How many weeks along is your Omega? She is about 15 weeks along? She's already starting to show a bit, so I think it might be twins. How wonderful. I hope she gives you two beautiful and strong alphas. Me too. I wouldn't mind betas either, but I really don't want Omegas. They just require so much more effort to raise, and then they're just mated off. It's their nature. They can't help it. If they were supposed to be independent, then why are they so naturally cute and submissive? If Omegas were meant to be dominant, nature would have made it so. But it gave that job to alphas. Omegas are meant to be protected and cherished and fucked. They are too weak and too stupid to do anything else. Sometimes I think my Omega couldn't think her way out of a paper bag. The slut trying not to wriggle on my lap can't do much for themselves, even with the way they were raised. Then, what's the point? It goes to show you, You can't nurture Omegas to be independent and think for themselves because their nature is always going to win. They will always end up bent over, begging some alpha to not inbreed them. Of course they will. It's why one of the first rules I made for my cum dump was that they are to be open and ready for their alpha whenever I want. They are to be naked at all times too. I also let them know that they're going to be spending more time on a knot than empty. It's good for them. Reaffirms my little O of their place in the hierarchy. That is one of the most important things, especially if you decide to take another mate. Let me get this one trained first before I even consider that. I think that once this bitch is fully trained, I won't need another Omega. This one? Very praise-driven, and such a not-slut. It's amazing that despite that new-age way they were raised, they turned out like this. You would think that they had a traditional upbringing sometimes. That's more a testament to your training. And giving into their nature. They tried fighting it at first, but now they've grown to accept it. We're working on getting the slut to embrace being sweet and obedient, right? No more independence for you. It's so nice seeing an Omega in their proper place. Warming their alpha's knot while they sit there and be pretty. It's not like they have anything to add to the conversation. And I'm sure just sitting on the knot, knowing that it's inside them, it's enough to get them all turned on. You should feel how much Slick is filling up their hole right now. That's their only real job, being a warm and wet hole for their alpha. So many Omegas try to fight what they are, what they truthfully are, only to end up exactly like this. And they couldn't be happier. I remember when my mate thought she was independent, told me she could take care of herself. I told her, sure, I believe her. 6 weeks later, she was banging on my door, begging me to knot her and claim her. She had realized that she wanted to be a traditional Omega. Now, she couldn't be happier. She accepted her place and found inner peace. That is what I'm hoping for with my mates. Do you want to move, my slut? Huh? Has my cock been pressing against that little bundle of nerves inside you, sending sparks every time I move slightly? Since you have been sitting so well for me, not even making a peep, you've earned a reward. I want you to show my twin how well you ride. Go ahead, earn your knot, little bitch. Oh, wow. They started right away. They must really want that knot. Of course they do. I'm sure they tuned out of the conversation and have only been focusing on the feeling of my cock filling them up. The bitch just got permission to move and do what they love doing best. Isn't that right, bitch? Go ahead and tell Luna how much you love my cock inside your hole.
Oh, that's adorable. That's it, sweetheart. Keep bouncing on my sister's cock.
After I finish their training, I'll let you fuck them. It'll be good for them to learn that they're going to be shared, and I know you'll love how fucking warm and tight this hole is. No matter how many times I fuck and knot it, it just stays as fucking tight as the first time. It's like a goddamn dream.
Please, stop describing it. You're going to make me hard, and I don't think my mate will appreciate me coming home and fucking them into the mattress as a greeting.
She might like it, though. She is a submissive knot slot, just like this one. The one riding my cock so well. Such a slutty little Omega. So pretty for me on my cock. Don't touch yourself, though. You come on my cock, or you don't come at all.
When did you start enforcing that rule?
Recently. I think it's good for the bitch to learn that their pleasure comes from their alpha's pleasure.
I agree. That was a rule I made with my Omega, and she is so grateful every time I knot her cunt. She practically begs me for it multiple times a day. That's how a proper Omega should be. Desperate and eager to please.
Doesn't that sound nice, little O? I'm sure you're jealous of Luna's Omega, aren't you? You want to be just like her, right? Begging for my knot multiple times a day just so that you can orgasm? I know, that's what you need. My own cum dump, only good for taking knots and being filled with my cum. Going to make sure your hole is so fucking sloppy. Going to wreck this needy little hole of yours.
Alright. I'm going to go now because watching this is making me miss my mate. You two have fun. I'll let myself out. It was nice catching up with you, Sierra.
Bye, Luna. Yeah. Yeah, now it's just the two of us. Oh, you were doing well. Putting on a show for my sister, but now? Now it's just you and me. Your only job is to make me come, little O. I know you can do it. I know you want my knot. So fucking earn it like the slut you are. That's it. Good, good. Keep bouncing up and down just like that. Riding me so well, yeah. This is your fucking purpose in life, isn't it, little Omega? This is your entire fucking purpose. To take your alpha's big cock inside your hungry hole and to fill you up. You're gonna be filled up so fucking much that you don't know if it's my cock or my cum or my knot. All you know is that you're gonna be stretched out and it's gonna feel so fucking good. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, little slut. Take my cock like it's your fucking favorite thing in the world. It actually might be. It's not like there's much going on in that brain of yours. I'm sure all you think about all day, every day is alpha cock, alpha not. That's all you want. Alpha come. Alpha inside me. Alpha please. Alpha more. Oh, I just know that's your entire fucking monologue. Too fucking stupid to do anything else. All Omegas are the goddamn same. You all like to pretend you're independent. You like to pretend that you don't want alphas. And then you get a knot inside you and you are instantly addicted. And there's nothing that you've ever wanted more or needed more. Am I right? Or am I right? Yeah, that's it, whore. Keep fucking bouncing on it. So fucking good for me. Keep your hands to yourself. You can wrap them around my neck if you need to. Use them as leverage. Good, Omega. Yeah. That's what I like to see. That's what Alpha wants to see. Fuck. You feel so fucking good. Love how you move your hips as you bounce up and down. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, fucking take it. Keep taking every single inch of my huge fucking cock. You gotta earn that knot if you want it. You gotta earn that orgasm if you want it, little bitch. And I know how much you want that knot, don't you? You want that knot so fucking badly. It's all you're thinking about. It's your reward for being so good, for being so well behaved. What, it's been like 3 hours since I last knotted you? How did you ever survive, you poor pathetic thing? Oh, look at you. So fucking adorable. So good for me, so pretty. You've never looked more beautiful than when you're riding me. When you're taking my cock like this. And you're panting and moaning as you desperately work your little hips. Oh, you look so gorgeous. Pathetic's a really good look on you. Desperate, though. Desperate is my favorite look for you, little O. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, such a good slut for Alpha. Oh, fuck. Can't wait to knot this goddamn hole of yours. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna knot it. Gonna fill you up so good. Gonna fill you up and knot you and tie us together. And there's gonna be cum spilling out of the side. And you know what you're gonna do with that cum? You know what you're gonna do with that, little whore? Like a good cum dump, you're gonna reach your fingers around and any of my cum that escapes your fucking hole, you're gonna put on your fingers and you're gonna lick it off, because not a single drop of Alpha goes to waste, right? Yeah, that's fucking right. Who's my little knot slut? Fuck yeah, that's it. That's right, it's you. You are my goddamn knot slut. Fuck, taking my cock so beautifully. The way your hole is just stretched around it. Fuck. Every single time I'm mesmerized by it. I don't know why. Such a tight, pretty fucking hole on such a little whore. You really were made for fucking, weren't you, bitch? You were made to be a bred-up slut. You were made to be my personal cum dump, weren't you? Not like you're good for anything else. Not like you can do anything else. I mean, have you ever thought about doing anything else? Oh, I'm sure you thought that you at one time had a future. Thought you were more than an Omega, more than your designation. But you quickly learned that your biology, your instincts rule you, and you needed to submit to an Alpha. You needed someone to take charge, control you, remind you what you are. And what you are is a submissive little O. You're nothing but a hole for Alphas to fuck into. You are an eager whore. It feels good to hear, doesn't it? Not as good as my cock feels sliding in and out of you, but probably a close second, right? It feels good having your Alpha say what you truthfully are and you not fight it. You not tell me no or try to pretend to be something you're not. No, I want everyone to know what a well-fucked and owned Omega you are. And once you finish your training, I'm gonna fuck a baby into you. I'm gonna breed you up nice and big. Gonna make sure everyone knows what a fertile little whore I got myself. Such an eager to be bred up bitch. You really want it, don't you, huh? You wanna have my fucking baby inside you as I fuck you? There's no greater purpose for an Omega. That's all you could ever want. That's all you could ever need, isn't it? To have Alpha's cock inside your hole and a baby growing in your belly. Do you think you'll be able to be as good as my sister's Omega, huh? Think you'll be able to get pregnant with twins on your first try? Oh, two strong Alphas would be wonderful. I know you can do that, can't you? Oh, look at you, so fucking desperate. Oh, you're so close, aren't you? If only you could touch yourself. But you don't deserve that. You don't deserve to touch yourself. You don't deserve to come yet. You deserve to keep riding me. You deserve to keep moving your hips like that. And you deserve to keep bouncing on my lap like such a pretty little slut. Omega. Tell me what you are. Yeah, that's fucking right. Say it again. Oh, fuck, I love that. Fuck. That's it, such a good knot slut for Alpha. Oh, fuck. You feel that? Maybe. Oh, fuck. My knot's starting to swell. It won't be long now until I pop this right inside of you, sealing us together, giving you what you really want, what you really need,
because balancing and writing feels good. It feels so fucking good. Making you like this feels wonderful. Your brain is all hazy and cloudy because you're an omega taking a cock. But what's gonna send you over the edge? What's gonna make you come? That's my not filling up this tight, warm fucking hole so wet and loose. Yeah. I gotta fucking wreck this hole, stretch it out. I'm gonna make sure that if it wasn't just for my knots, if it wasn't for my knots, my cum would just slide right out of your fucking loose hole. We don't want anyone else using you. Don't want anyone else to even fucking look at you. I want everyone to know what a well-fucked and owned omega you are. You understand? Yeah, you belong to fucking me, don't you? Say it. Yes. Yeah, say it fucking again. Yeah, good. Fucking love how that sounds. Oh, fuck, yes. Yeah, right there. Yeah, fucking take it. Take every single inch of this alpha cock. Gonna get you so... gonna get you so fucking close with it. You don't even need to touch yourself, do you? No. No, you don't, because you're an omega. And everyone knows that an omega comes the hardest when a knot's popped inside of them. You can pretend that you aren't a traditional omega. You can pretend that you don't like this, but you do. At the end of the day, you like being a traditional whore. You like it because it gets you fucking wet. It gets you fucked like this. It gets you taken care of. And that's what every omega wants deep down, isn't it, huh? You want a big, strong alpha to come along and knot you. Come along and claim you. Make you theirs. All the stories you read about Princess Omegas and Knight Alphas, all that good shit. It got in your brain, and now that's all you want. You want this. You need this. You're an Omega. Where else would you go? You think one of those fucking new alphas would fuck you like this? You think one of those non-traditional alphas who thinks omegas are equal to them would treat you like this? Treat you like the goddamn bitch you are? Yeah, fucking right. They'd respect you, and you don't want respect. You don't want dignity. Those are two traits that omegas don't need. What omegas need to be is sweet. They need to be docile. They need to be subservient. And they need to give in to their submissive desires. Don't fight your instincts, no. You're just a little omega slut. You don't have it in you to fight your instincts because you're always, always going to end up listening to them, following them. It's rooted in your goddamn DNA, just like mine is to take charge, to control yours. Yours says to submit to the strongest alpha possible and then try to get fucked and bred, doesn't it? God, you really are all the goddamn same. It's a good thing that you have this fucking amazing hole because it's really the only thing worth a damn on you, isn't it? Yeah, it is, you fucking cum dump. Come on. Come on, keep bouncing. Go a little bit faster and harder. You can feel my knot catching. I know you can. Yeah. There you go. Faster. Earn that knot. You're gonna have to earn it. You gotta earn an orgasm. You gotta earn a knot. I can't just pop this for anybody. You gotta do all the work. This is the only fucking thing I ask of you, so I'm pretty sure you can do it. I mean, what kind of omega would you be if you can't even get your alpha to pop a knot inside you and breed you like you want, like you deserve? It would make you a really shit omega. That's it. That's it, little bitch. Doing so good. Doing so fucking good. Fuck. Oh, you feel very, very good. Love how you feel wrapped around me. Love how warm and inviting you are. Like this hole was made for my cock, was made for my knots. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Fucking take it all. Yeah, fuck sluts. Yeah, that's a good sluts. Whose fucking hole is this? Oh, that's right, it's mine. It's fucking Alpha's. It's mine to fuck and breed and come in however the goddamn hell I want. Whose bitch are you? Yeah, yeah, that's right, you're fucking my bitch. You're my bitch, yeah. Oh, fuck yes, right there. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're doing so much better now, not slut. Yeah. Now you're actually working for that knot, aren't you? Fuck. Yeah, making it get bigger and bigger. I'm sure you're feeling a catch on your rim with every single bounce. You look so pretty when you're doing all the work for me. Love that I can just sit back and relax and watch my gorgeous slut do what they do best. Take my cock and ride it as they slowly build up to their own orgasm, their own release. Fuck. Oh, I'm getting very close. I'm so fucking close. Just keep up this pace. Keep up this pace, little whore, and you'll get what you want in no time. Because I know that's what you really want. What you really want is my knot buried deep inside of your hole, breeding you, filling you. My cum leaking out the side so you can get just a little taste. Because we know that you're a cum addict, don't we? Nothing's better than Alpha's cum filling you. It doesn't even matter which fucking hole, as long as it's inside you. Fuck. That's it, my cum dump. Fuck. Fuck. Nothing but a set of holes for me to use as I please. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, that's it. Fucking take it. Such a good fucking whore for Alpha. Fuck. I'm absolutely emptying an entire goddamn load into you. You feel that? You feel my cum pumping inside you as my knot locks us into place? Oh, look at you, all tired out from riding. Oh, so cute. Good Omega, so good for Alpha, yeah. That's it, my little cum dump. Took your cock so well, and in a few hours, we'll get to do it again. Fuck. Oh, it feels good to be properly knotted and tied to your Alpha, doesn't it, little O? Such a good cum dump for Alpha. Made me so proud. And you did so well in front of my twin today. Oh, you were so good for me. Love you so much, little O. You have made your Alpha so fucking proud of you. You're so fucking perfect. You really are the best bitch I could have ever asked for.